I'm at HRD with John McGurk, Talent and Development at CIPD. John, you've just published your Learning and Talent Development Survey for 2012. Could you just give us a quick review of the trends in delivery for L&D and the aspiration for, you know, where that might be going in the future?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we look always every year at the three learning development practices which L&D practitioners that we survey believe are most effective. And what we're seeing is that in-house development programs, coaching by line managers and on-the-job training are coming out as the most effective. Now, there are other areas, like action learning sets. I mean, we track the data from 2009 to 2012. So we're seeing a very high consistency in the in-house development coaching, on-the-job training, etc. But we're also seeing some shift in some of the other elements like external conferences, workshops and events, which are going up slightly because people are realising the need for collaboration, the need for interaction with other practitioners, the need to gain insight, which we in the CIPD think is absolutely vital. And also, you know, there's been, it looks in the survey that e-learning's low on the agenda, but that may well be because the way that e-learning's currently been delivered by many organisations is identified in our e-learning research is ineffective.
Okay. And where does, there's also some stats in here on where L&D would like to be going.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically we ask people if you think about the next 2 years, where do you think you're going to be? And we ask them to select a maximum of three sort of interventions that they think are going to lend effectiveness to L&D and, more importantly, to drive the business forward in a talent delivery context. And greater integration of coaching, organisational development and performance management is right up there in all sectors, public and private. Greater responsibility to devolve to learners and line managers, that's absolutely critical. We've been talking about the devolution of learning to the learner for a long time. My colleague Martin Sloman, with his great reports on that area, bringing practice forward. But now that's an absolute priority for L&D people to think about that, because technology and systems and properly integrated e-learning platforms are going to make that more of a reality.
Now, I mean, you said it, that e-learning, it's not that well adopted, and you say that it's that might be because it's just not, you know, being put into practice very well. You know, technology doesn't seem to feature hugely in these trends. Why is that?
Yeah, I think there are several issues at work there. One is that there are some organisations, and I'm going to be chairing a session today with KFC, Yum Brands and Bupa, where they've got specialist learning and technology experts. There are other organisations, smaller organisations, where they don't have that kind of capability, where they buy a platform off the shelf, and quite frankly, if they haven't blended it properly with other forms of learning, it's not working for them, so they're seeing it as ineffective. But there are solutions to that, and we obviously can advise on that.
Okay. John McGurk, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks very much.